friend, and welcome to the Brand Strategy Podcast, a show created to equip you with the inspiration, encouragement, and clarity you need to build the brand of your dreams. I'm your host, Bonnie Bakhtiari, brand designer, strategist, and founder of The Illume Retreat. From sustainable strategy to heartfelt encouragement, each episode is designed to equip you with the tools you need to chase after your dreams. Because you deserve a brand that empowers you to do what you love, connects with your dream clients, and offers a deep sense of fulfillment along the way. So grab a cup of coffee and join me on this journey, won't you? Hey friends, welcome back to the Brand Strategy Podcast, where today we're talking about how to easily validate your ideal client profile. Now, I know you. You are such a talented, really dedicated entrepreneur. So I know you've done your homework. I know that you've invested a ton of time and energy into really mapping out the strategy behind your business. So I know that you've filled out those ideal client worksheets. I know that you've created your ideal customer avatar. I'm very aware that you've done that incredible heavy lifting. But how do you know the person you're dreaming of working with actually exists? In today's bite-sized episode, I'm going to talk you through some simple steps to quickly validate your ideal client profile. No matter if you are an established entrepreneur or you are just getting started in a brand new business or a new endeavor, I am going to show you how you can always have the confidence to know that your ideal client is out there and that they are a real, living, breathing human being that you can connect with, you can serve, and you can market your work to. So let's dive on in. First of all, if you are just getting started in your business or you're pivoting your existing business to reach out to a different type of ideal client or ideal customer, it is so incredibly crucial that you do this kind of foundational work of identifying who your ideal clients are. This is something that I do with all of my custom branding clients, because if I'm going to be building an elevated strategic brand for them that helps them position themselves as an expert, earn more, and experience more fulfillment in the work they're doing, we have got to know who this is for, right? We've got to know who those incredible, dreamy, ideal clients on the other end of that screen are. So here's how we do this, and here's a really quick and easy way to make this happen, whether you're just getting started and you've got like 20 bucks in the bank account, or you are a seasoned pro and you have a big budget to invest in this. Good news, this is free. You don't need to spend a penny in order to validate your ideal clients. Yeah, of course, there are some really amazing resources out there, templates, worksheets, all kinds of guides that can help you create a really robust ideal client avatar. But all you really need, in my opinion, is a willingness to connect with real life people, some time, and a way to take notes. So a notebook or Google Docs or something like that. It's really simple. You're probably gonna be tuning into this and think like, wow, Bonnie, this is almost deceptively simple. But isn't that kind of the beauty of so many things in life and in business? We think that things have to be complicated, but the good news is they really don't, because some of the most profitable and most purposeful actions you can take in your business truly are simple. So if we strip things back to basics, then you're able to move forward with more clarity and more confidence and see more results on the other side. So if you have some semblance of an idea of who your ideal clients are, let's say that you want to work with mompreneurs and you want to work with women who are balancing building an incredible business while wrangling the kids at the same time. Or maybe you want to work with wedding photographers, or you want to work with web developers, WordPress developers, let's say. No matter how specific you get, there's always a group of people out there that match those definitions, those aspects of that ideal client profile. No matter how niched down you get with creating your ideal client avatar, the incredible thing is that with so many people out there in the world, there is someone who matches that description and who's going to be interested in your services or your products. But we need to figure out how to find them so that you can connect with them. So in order to make this happen, here's what you need to do. You got to talk to them. Now, I realize that this might seem a little intimidating, especially if you're tuning in and you're an introvert and you don't really like talking to people, but I don't want to freak you out. This is an easy, quick, pretty painless process that's going to give you absolute gold when it comes to your messaging, when it comes to refining your offers, because I promise you, nothing can replace the quality of actually speaking to real life human beings who match your ideal client profiles. I mean, we could sit down and we could do all the dreaming and we could use our imaginations and we could, you know, think through all kinds of details about the psychographics and the demographics of who we want to work with. But if we haven't actually spoken to those people and from their mouths directly heard where they're struggling, heard their pain points, heard their dreams and their goals and what they want out of their lives or businesses, we're always to some extent going to be kind of throwing a little bit of spaghetti at the wall to see what sticks. And that's not how we do purposeful business, friend. So we want to talk to these people. This is a very easy process. Do not be intimidated. If you have a clear idea of the kind of person you want to talk to, there's so many places where you can connect with them. If you know that you've got a handful of people who follow you on, let's say, Instagram, and they match this profile, then all you have to do is just show up on Instagram stories a few days and say, hey, I'm looking to chat with five people who match this description. If that's you, I'd love to chat with you. I'm not going to sell you anything. There's no pitch. I just want to ask you a few questions. And if you want to, as a thank you for them sharing some time with you, you could give them, you know, a $5 gift card to Starbucks or something like that. But that's completely optional. So we reach out to these people wherever they are. If you are part of a Facebook group where you know those ideal clients are hanging out, reach out. Of course, get permission from the admins of the group, but say, hey, I would love to chat with a handful of people about some research that I'm doing for my business. And you could hop on a quick Zoom call with them and record that and then go back and check all of the data from that conversation. So this is a super simple process. Here's kind of what it looks like from a bird's eye view. First, in order to easily validate those ideal clients, we got to talk to the people. So go where they are. Go to the Facebook groups they're part of, the Instagram accounts that they follow, the Clubhouse rooms they're hanging out in, wherever they are, go to them and say, hey, I really would love to ask you a few questions. Then get them on a Zoom call. I like Zoom because you can see their beautiful faces and you can chat with them, and also you can record the conversation. So these do not need to be long conversations. It could be something where you're just asking them a handful of questions, like getting to know a little bit more about them and their businesses, their current struggles around the work that you do. So for example, as a brand designer, my question would be, what's your biggest struggle when it comes to your brand right now? And then they would share with me, oh, Bonnie, I'm feeling really stuck when it comes to figuring out how to leverage my website or elevate my website to reach higher end clients. I feel like I'm kind of, you know, just bottoming out with this price point and I want to be reaching higher level clients and I don't know how to do that. So then I would be taking notes and I would be absorbing all that information and understanding that that's a pain point that they're currently struggling with that I can help them solve. From there, I then ask, okay, when you close your eyes and dream about your dream brand, what does that look like? What does that feel like? What I'm doing there is I'm asking them to paint a very clear picture of what their kind of dream scenario or dream outcome looks like. So then I'm gathering the words that they're using in that conversation and hearing how they describe that dream brand, how they describe the emotions that they would feel or the confidence that they would feel or the big wins that they would see as a result. So these conversations do not need to take long. This could be 15, maybe 20 minutes. Here's what you do. You talk to the people, you hop on a Zoom call with them. You then take that recording and you can transcribe it. You can, there are tons of transcription sites that are free or really low cost out there where you can take all of the conversation that you have had with that person and turn it into copy that you can then go through and highlight. Now, I like doing this because I like being able to go back through and see what words they shared when they were talking about their pain points and what words, what kind of verbiage they used when they were talking about their big dreams for their brand or their business. And I like that because then I'm not only able to take that information and use it in a future word bank or messaging bank, but I'm also able to see how frequently they described or referenced a pain point as, you know, being uncomfortable or being challenging or being frustrating or being, you know, whatever. And then similarly, I can look at how many times they use certain words when they were painting a picture of how their dream brand would look and feel. So what that does is it gives me a ton of great data that I can use straight from my ideal client to learn more about where they are, where they want to go, and what's standing in their way of achieving that transformation on their own. So there you have it. Find the people, talk to them, transcribe that conversation, and then go back through, do your homework, and validate your findings with what you had in your ideal client avatar or those ideal client worksheets that you've been filling out. And the cool thing about it is you'll be able to see any gaps that you had overlooked. You'll be able to see, oh, actually, I was pretty spot on. You know, this person that I had chatted with, she shared that she was feeling frustrated in this area of her business. And I wrote that down as a pain point she was probably feeling. And so that affirms that you were right on the money there. So the cool thing about this, again, quick process, it's also a great way to get to build your network and get to know people. Oftentimes, especially when you're really clear that you're coming from a place of just wanting to learn more, just wanting to improve your services so that you can serve more people well, people are happy to help. And especially when they know that you're not going to try to pitch to them at the end or try and sell them something. So I think that this can be such a great way to learn more about your incredible ideal clients. This is actually something that I encourage the students inside the Brand Strategy School, my 5-week course for designers that shows them how to experience consistent monthly income. This is something that I guide them through on a regular basis, and I encourage them to do as well because it gives us so much incredible insight into how we can connect with our ideal clients and serve them better. This is actually something that I do, any kind of homework that I do. Anytime I think about launching a new offer, for example, or creating a new service, before I take a lot of time and energy and go out there and start creating it or building a sales page or anything like that, I have to talk to real humans. I have to talk to people and understand who they are, where they're struggling, where they want to go, and what's standing in their way, what roadblocks they're experiencing that are keeping them from achieving that level of growth or that transformation that they are dreaming of. And I tell you, it gives me some incredible insight that has been absolutely priceless to me and to my business. So friend, there you have it. It's a super simple process. Like I said earlier, I wasn't kidding. Super simple, but really, really powerful. If this is something that you are trying out, I would love to know. I'd love to get to cheer you on as you go. So if you're going to give this a go, shoot me a DM on Instagram. You can find me at Bonnie Joy Marie, and let me know that you're going to give this a try. I'd love to hear how it goes for you. I'd love to see how you're implementing this approach in your own business as you continue to validate your ideal clients and refine your offers as a result. As always, if you've been tuning in today and you have found some encouragement or some practical advice and you know an industry friend who could use the same advice, I would be so honored if you would pass along this episode to them. The more we're able to share about the conversations we're having here on this little corner of the internet, the more we're able to just really show people, especially within our incredible, vibrant community of like-minded entrepreneurs, that so much growth is possible and that you're able to pursue your definition of success right where you are. Friend, I hope this is encouraging. As always, I'm going to be cheering you on from Waco. Thank you so much for joining me today, friend. Before you go, I would be so grateful to receive your feedback on the Brand Strategy Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or the podcast in general has helped you grow your brand, I'd really appreciate it if you left us a review in iTunes. Your positive reviews enable the Brand Strategy Podcast to continue to grow and reach like-minded creatives just like you. Plus, I'll be randomly selecting a handful of lucky reviewers each month to receive a little thank you surprise from me in the mail.
Thank you for all your support and encouragement as together we pursue building brands with purpose and intention. Until next time, I'm cheering you on from Waco.